This is Essence, also known as Nikeesh Speaks. How's everybody doing? I hope you're holding up as best as you can. Today I'm going to talk about fear. The what ifs, or oh my God, what was that type of behavior? The fight or flight complex that is more prevalent now more than ever. With a pandemic going on yet and still, racial tension, graphic videos, increased civilian violence, police-involved shootings, unexpected unemployment, combined with stir-crazy people that need to return to some type of normalcy with work, school, or quote-unquote, just a normal life in general. It's a bit much. And when you really think about it, no one honestly is okay. No one's willing to admit that they are not okay. Instead of either trying to seek some type of counseling, some type of way to relieve their stress and anxiety, everyone is coming out and they want to take their frustration out on someone else. And it's complete pandemonium, and it's pretty sad. And I'm tired of sitting back and listening to adults, grandparents, parents, talking about that their leader, he sets a bad example for the rest of the world. Before we had our recent president, what did you do in your life? Who did you listen to beforehand? It's just interesting to me that people sit and they blame the president for their actions, for what they believe in and how they speak. But what did you do before he was in office? Like, there's so many things that are going on right now that I just have to sit and look at people and question why. Why and what's wrong with you? I mean, there's no need for adults to be carrying themselves in this way. With children, I'd be a little more understandable to say, you know, children respond in certain manners, you know, with fear, stress, things like that. You can understand children acting out. And yes, I understand that adults can act out as well. But when an adult acts out, there should be some type of reasoning that's going through your mind, going through your heart. Some type of thought that there are consequences. Who is being held accountable for what you do in your life every day? You can't blame anyone. I mean, most of these people, everybody's going around and they're acting as if it's about the government, it's about this, it's about that. How? We understand about world leaders, but who leads you every day? Who tells you to get up in the morning to brush your teeth, to wash your body? Like, you are all adults, and there should be some type of way where people need to sit down. You feel a certain type of way as far as anxiety, overwhelmed, stressed, anger. Sit down somewhere and figure out what you want to do to get that frustration out. Go kickboxing outside in your backyard. Set up a yoga class that's outside amongst a small group of people that you feel comfortable and free with. Find some type of positive way to interact with other people to get that frustration out. Because what's going on right now, this is disturbing. And we as adults should be setting examples for our children. Everyone seems to forget that children are witnessing all of this. And imagine for a child, it has to be terrifying to see adults act like this and to carry themselves in this way. It's not normal and it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all for the children to have to experience what the adults go through. Because we're the adults. We're supposed to be setting the examples for them. And we're supposed to be strong to lead and guide them so they can have a better future. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's just really unbelievable. And it's disturbing. It's truly disturbing. But while everybody's out here ranting and raving and going crazy and letting their phobias take over, think about who you're destroying the most. You're destroying and disturbing your children, your grandchildren. They look up to you, and you're instilling so much fear into them. You're disturbing them. That's what you need to really think about. We are adults. We should be able to handle these things better. Everyone needs to get themselves together. They need to handle these things better than the way they're handling everything, because this is just unbelievable. It's unacceptable, to really be honest. And it's pretty sad. And honestly, has anyone really sat down to talk to their children, to see what's going on in their minds, to see what's going on in their hearts? How do they feel about certain things with school ending, if they're school aged, or just certain patterns and behaviors around the house? See, children are very receptive, and with all this stuff going on, they can feel that tension. Believe it or not, you may not be verbalizing certain things with your fears and other anxiety going on around your children, but they can feel that tension within you and in your presence. Like, we really need to hold ourselves accountable for what we are exposing our children to. And you want to be sure that they have nothing but the best. And they can still be free to be children. Because in spite of this all, as I said previously, it has to be extremely, extremely scary for them. So you need to really be mindful of what you do and how you carry about with fear. This also needs to be said. We are all human beings. I have to keep repeating that over and over. We are all human beings. I have not and will not fear any man, woman, animal, beast, whatever you want to call them. The only person I have fear for in my heart is God. We need to stop. I don't care what's going on, because I see a lot of stuff that's going on as well where people, you know, we all have positions. I'm a healthcare professional. And in every position, everyone has a way that they need to carry themselves. I can't go into my job and act belligerent. No matter how scary the situation may be, I still need to conduct myself. And vice versa. That is for everyone else in their careers, because of these shootings that are going on. It's terrible. If people feel uncomfortable, or if they feel like they feel in some type of way threatened, you need to step back, take some time off, and try to get yourself together. So that way we won't have these situations that are going on right now. all of this stuff that's going on is going on for what reason? 2020 has been thus this far? Oh my God. Thus this far, it's going down in history. A part of history, I don't know. I don't even know what to label it as. This is June and all of the stuff that's gone on thus this far. It is mind-blowing, mind-boggling. Unbelievable. There are no words really you can say for it. That's how bizarre it has been. But guys, we need to get ourselves together because we have to remember we are adults. We need to be able to reason with each other, talk to each other normally. We can agree to disagree. Oh well, we're all not going to be on the same page. But at least to be cordial to each other in every way possible. Because we all do have to share this planet. We have to remember that, regardless. Okay, guys, it's Mention Me Monday. And this week's spotlight goes to Reaching While Teaching by Shanine Alacia. Here, let's take a listen.
Reaching while teaching, reaching while teaching. Let me stop playing with you guys. This is Shanine Alacia of the Reaching While Teaching podcast. Listen, my podcast is all about reaching people while teaching them how to live their best life. I keep it practical. I keep it short and sweet. I keep it entertaining and I keep it very relatable. So please check out my show if you're interested in growing into your God-given potential, because I know greatness is inside of you. So check it out. What are you waiting for? The Reaching While Teaching podcast, available everywhere. Y'all be blessed. Hey guys, my name is Shanine Alacia. I am an educator. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm the host of the Reaching While Teaching podcast. And now I just earned a new title. I am an author. I just wrote my first book and it's called Reaching While Teaching, An Educator's Guide to Impacting and Transforming Lives. It is now available on Amazon, Kobo, Google Playbooks, and also on my website, www.shanineelacia.com. This is the perfect book for educators to feel encouraged, empowered, and motivated to go out and make long-lasting impacts in the lives of the students that they serve. It's filled with practical advice and personal stories that are relatable to anyone. Be sure to get your copy today. You won't be disappointed.
Remember, to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to Nikish Speaks. Till next time, take care, guys.